Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in person and via Zoom, I have Helena Van Veen and Sadie Mariurius here to talk about the new Archangel Dancers and ways for folks to get involved with an organization that's been here in Sitka for literally decades. So thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, to get started.
Yeah, thank you.
Helena, you've been with the group since 2005 for many years, wearing many different hats. And Sadie, you are a brand new dancer. You just had your first anniversary with the group. As someone who is new to the group, what brought you into New Archangel Dancers, and what's encouraged you to stay?
Well, I think it was just, you know, I love dancing and, you know, I wanted to meet some cool ladies, but, I think just, it's really fun. It's fun to dress up in the costumes and dance on stage and you look really pretty. And I don't know, it's just completely different than any other dance I've done. So that's what makes it fun for me.
Awesome. So you were trained more as like more traditional for ballet?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I grew up doing ballet until high school, after high school.
Yeah. I think this is, I think it's probably safe to say that for just about anyone, having traditional Russian like folk dances is probably not something that they've come across in, you know, in their everyday life or in their normal training. From the transition from ballet into Russian folk, was it a fairly, I guess, if you're trained in new things, it's easy to pick up new things. Did you have to unlearn anything from ballet in order to really sink into the Russian folk dancing?
Yeah, but I guess I haven't danced in almost like, you know, 15 years. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I'm still having to retrain my feet and my mind to, like, yeah, you know, not sashay and do, you know, I don't know, but yeah, it's fun.
Awesome. And for being a part of this organization, Helena, you were saying before we went on air, it's open for dancers, but it's so much more than just the dancers to make this group work. So for people interested in getting involved, who what kind of people are you looking for?
Yeah, well, volunteer. Again, we are an all-women group, non-volunteer and nonprofit. And we get dancers in there sometimes who are like, you know, it's not for me, but gosh, I would love to MC. So, you know, there's people that they can come in and volunteer and MC for us. We also have positions where we have costume directors and technical, if that's something that mm-hmm. they're more passionate about, that they'd love to be part of the group. And we could always use volunteers for those other kinds of things. Not everybody wants to perform. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just encourage people to come in and try it out. They might get in there and go, oh, I love this, or, oh, Jesus, ain't for me, you mm-hmm. know. But either way, we've had many people try out throughout the years, and some just stick and love it. And I'm one of those.
So for folks who maybe want to give the dancing aspect a try, that they like performing, do you have to be like Sadie and have like, yes, I've trained in ballet previously, or I have
Not
some
at
sort
all.
Of
we've
no
had
formal
people,
training?
No, we've had people walk in who's never danced before, but were athletic and like to run mm-hmm. or hike, and they, oh, you know, I want to give this a try. And yeah, and we teach you. And nobody shoves you out on stage until you're ready.
Right.
You know, the dance director makes sure that you are able to perform and go out there. And mm-hmm. when you're ready, yeah, again, you know, it's really, it's fun. It's a fun process. You know, we have dancers who get out there and just have a really good time. We have a good time together performing, laughing at, you know, great performances and ones where we made silly mistakes mm-hmm. on there. You know, it's just a great group of women.
Yeah, I think it's always a good bonding experience when you're working hard for something and then you have that chance to share it together for the ups and the downs.
Yes.
It's always fun. And I guess I'm always hear New Archangel Dancers the most when I think of like summer season and like the tourists coming in and having this kind of like a time capsule sort of thing of like the Russian history of Sitka being shown. Is there more happening with New Archangel Dancers beyond like those summer performances.
Yes. Well, we have a performance this Saturday with the Fireweed Dance Theater, and we are a guest on there. So Melinda reached out to us and asked and asked if we can partner or, you know, not partner, but come in and be a guest and dance in her show. And we just love to do that. Again, we are all volunteer. We love to dance. So we've done many community performances. You know, just last May, we did the St. Michael's Cathedral with the Sheikha Kwan Nakahiti and Sika Studio of Dance and us. And that was really great fun and for a great cause. We've also danced for the Elks and Stedman Insurance Convention. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we love to perform. We love to dance. So not only do we do tourism and we help promote tourism in Sitka and have for many years since 1969, we also do community performances because we love to dance.
Yeah, and it's a part of the community. And it's such
we love to give back.
Yeah, it's such a unique part of our community, too. Like, one of the things that makes Sitka unique is our history here and this being an extending arm of that. You mentioned this has been around since 1969. So this is an amazing tradition that's been going on. Has it always been an all-female group? I think that was one of the things when I first saw you guys dance. I'm like, oh, those are ladies dancing in the pants.
It has. Well, you know, in the beginning when they formed it in 1969, they offered men to try out and, you know, come and join us. We're going to do this great thing and help promote tourism in Sitka. And they were like, no, we came here to hunt and fish and, you know, that's not for us, you know, that kind of thing. So they ended up not joining, and it just kind of stayed that way. Okay. And they ended up helping taking care of the kids while we danced and traveled and performed.
There we go.
It worked out actually even better, I think, awesome. A little bit.
So, I mean, well, the dancers are women. Mm-hmm. If there are men in town who are like, this actually sounds kind of cool, this is cool history, there's a way for them to get involved, like with the ticket taking, with making the stage production work.
You know, at this time, I am not sure.
Okay,
but you know, we're just staying with tradition.
Yeah,
yeah. At what we've been, all women volunteer group.
Awesome, and goodness, with all the. Yeah, with the 1969 years of tradition, that's pretty awesome. And it's kind of fun just to have
a many girls of those club. Women. Yeah, and those women have, you know, we all work and live in our local here in Sitka. Mm-hmm. And the women who started the group, many of them still take tickets for us, which is really awesome. They're supporters. We call them our founding mothers. Mm-hmm. You know, Helen Cunningham, Catherine Snelling, Karen Grusendorf. I'm probably missing some names. I apologize to those who, if I am, and Ernestine Massey. Yeah, they come and take tickets for us many times. Awesome. They're very big supporters of us to carry on the tradition they started. Yeah.
So for folks who want to try to be involved, be it on stage or off, it is all volunteer, but what's kind of the time commitment? What is there any?
Sure. Well, we practice on Mondays. Okay. So Monday is the performing group. And we combine a lot, too, in case there's, you know, lower numbers that we'll combine on a night and just say, hey, let's all dance together. Because, again, we're just here to all dance and have fun. So Mondays, we practice 7 to 9 on Mondays all winter long. And, again, if you can't make it, you're going on vacation, you know, you don't have to. It's not like you're held to this your life kind of a thing. It's, again, all volunteer, all for fun, all for the love of dance, gathering together, performing. I made a lot of great friends in there, some lifelong friends that we've, you know, laughed, loved, cried together, all kinds of stuff. It's a great way to meet people and to get great exercise and have fun performing and dancing.
Amazing. So for folks who are interested to give this a shot, dancers or otherwise, what's the best way to get involved? Like, is there a show up at rehearsal? Is there a contact information?
Yeah, we have lifted to where we just don't have one tryout day. It's just we're recruiting all year long. So they could always reach out to Newark Angel Dancers at the Facebook Messenger, Newark Angel Dancers, or they can call our local number, which is listed 907-747-5516, and leave a message. They could email us at newarkangel@gci.net. You know, they can always reach out to us and message us. And nowadays, I think people Facebook message a lot. Mm-hmm. So we have a Facebook page, New Archangel Dancers.
Right. So send a message there. And
yes, if someone gets in contact with you, they could show up on a Monday, bring a friend, just let us know. you know, and they'd be more than welcome to sit and watch us, hop up and join us, you know.
Yeah, we get a feel for things.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, awesome. It's and to have that kind of rolling application period, so anytime it makes sense for someone to step in and try something new.
Right. Usually in the fall time, we will have like a one, you know, come in, try us out, mm-hmm. and then learn formal steps and all those kinds of things. But we like to leave it open also to just give us a call.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to join and it's a not fall, that's okay. Come mm-hmm. on in. Again, we have many different dances that we do around the region. We do Ukraine, Moldavian, and Russian. So it's not just Russian. It's a few different folk types.
That's really cool. Yeah, to try that. Something new and different, and be able to share it with all aspects of the community.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Helena and Sadie, for joining me this morning, representing New Archangel Dancers.
Yes, thank you for having us.
And so this weekend with Fireweed, you'll be performing, and for folks who want to get a hold of you, that New Archangel Dancers Facebook page and Messenger is the way to do it.
Yeah, it's the easiest way to do it. Great. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.